This is Earl, a tiny jumping spider who has the most adorable face. To get a sense of how small Earl is, here he is next to a tiny toy Snorlax, and here he is next to an orange. Despite their minute size, jumping spiders are some of the most rewarding pets you can keep, and most interestingly of all, I hear that you can form bonds with them. So to test this out, I'm going to see how far we can take this friendship over the next 14 days, and this begins on day one. Earl now has a new home, and I was worried he wouldn't take to it, but as he went in, my fears were squashed as he started to wiggle his butt and do what looks like a happy dance. But this is no happy dance. What Earl is actually doing is building himself a web. Think of it as a home within a home, and look how cozy he is in there. I'm going to leave Earl to settle for a few days, and on the morning of day 3, I'm going to test to see where our bond is at. The first goal is to get Earl to step onto my hand. The second goal is to get him to stay there. And the final goal is to get him to accept food directly from me. If we can hit all three of these in the next 2 weeks, then Earl and I will have officially formed a bond. The first attempt didn't go so well, with Earl showing a defensive stance before walking away from me and looking back with those beautiful eyes. But I'm not going to give up there. On my next attempt, he almost stepped onto my finger. And on the final attempt, Earl actually steps onto my hand before quickly deciding against it and scurries away to jump on my lamp. We have actually made some progress today, but rather than force Earl to step onto my hand, I have another plan. Unlike most spiders, jumping spiders don't spin webs to catch their prey. Rather, they hunt them. And this provides the opportunity for Earl to associate me with feeding time. He caught that fly all on his own, but let's see if he'll take a cricket from my hands. I genuinely thought he was going to take it then. Perhaps a fly, Earl? No, how about one in the comfort of your home? But just as I thought that today was going to be a failure, Earl did something I did not expect. Even though Earl is just a spider, no bigger than the nail on my index finger, and I am 190 centimeters tall, that makes me 190 times bigger than him, making me acutely aware that I am at the very minimum a complete giant to him. So when Earl took the steps onto my finger, I was incredibly happy as we had fulfilled the first goal. But he abseiled off, and to prove that this wasn't a fluke, I needed it to happen again. Day 6 ends on a high, with Earl stepping onto my finger not one, but two times. And day 8 starts with a bit of a shock. You see, Earl has been really active and hasn't spent much time in his web, so I had no idea that he was about to literally pop out of his skin. Or more precisely, his exoskeleton. Jumping spiders go through a phase called molting, where they grow too big for their current exoskeleton, stop eating, and retreat back to their webs in preparation for the big event. So when I found this exoskeleton in the terrarium this morning, I knew exactly what had happened. Day 8 ends with Earl grooming himself, and he must be left alone for a few days so his new suit can harden. And on day 12, I'm going to see if Earl can recognize himself. This is something that has always intrigued me. For their size, jumping spiders are highly intelligent and are known for their problem-solving skills and memory. But they do not live well in groups. So, what will Earl do when he looks in the mirror? For about 2 seconds, he's a bit confused, but the fact he isn't scared or is attacking the mirror suggests that he's aware that it's not another spider. These creatures never cease to amaze me. Well done, Earl. I think you've earned a treat. There are still two more goals to solidify our bond. First, I need to get Earl to accept food directly from me, and then I need to get him to sit calmly on me. As I dangle a cricket in front of him, he seems disinterested. I wait, but nothing. But as soon as I let the cricket go, Earl decides it's time for dinner. Now, this isn't really what I had in mind when I said I wanted Earl to take food directly from me, but it's certainly a step forwards. So, on day 14, I try again. It's very sad to say this, but Earl is not going to live for very long, and the reason why I wanted to form a bond with him in just 14 days is so that he feels comfortable with me for the rest of his short life. And the real key to this is to get him to associate me with feeding time. As I dangle yet another cricket in front of him, he pokes that little face up, jumps at the cricket, but retreats. As I keep the cricket there, Earl comes back, has another look, but goes back again. Now I'm starting to wonder if he will ever take food from me. It has taken 14 days, but finally, Earl took a cricket directly from me, and we have crossed off another goal. Over the next 3 hours, he filled his boots and his abdomen swelled, and this means it's time to complete the final goal. I have to get Earl to hop on me and stay there, something he hasn't done in the entire time that I've had him. At first, he does not want to step on my finger and moves away, but as I extend another finger out, Earl climbs on. Now, he has done this before, so it's nothing new, but he always hops off fairly quickly. Something he does again. But this time, he climbs back up and proceeds to spend 10 very calm minutes on my hands. And the final goal is finally complete. Spiders may not have the same capacity to feel emotion like mammals, but they are intelligent creatures who have the capacity to learn. Earl, who, by the way, is named after a character from the great Sega Mega Drive game, has come a really long way in trusting me since day one. And even though he will live a short life of up to 3 years, this is the start of our friendship, and one that will continue for the rest of his life. If you liked Earl and Dig Other Animals in Terrariums, then subscribe, and maybe check out this video.